A sudden scent can sometimes surprise us by bringing back good memories. Other times we can try to feel a scent to get close to a precious memory. Either way, those memories are precious to us. What was once life happening so naturally is now a memory that makes us grateful for what life had and has to give. A scent, a smell, bringing back memories, leaving us filled with gratitude for what life has given us. And those memories can also be very healing. They can give us strength in darker times. So Mary pours the nard perfume over Jesus' feet. The entire house is filled with the fragrance, as if to say that moment is for the entire world. And the nard fragrance travels and reaches our time, our hearts, meets and mixes with the scents that bring loving memories to us. The disciple Judas interrupts with a very valid question. What about the poor? No matter the reason to why Judas said it, it's true. It is important to help, to work for justice in a broken and unfair world. But it is also important with moments like these, when love flows so naturally, in a way that can't really be captured in a photo or a picture, but the moment, the time seizes you. You feel it afterwards, and it stays with you as a precious memory. And a smell or a scent can remind you that the memory still has the power to create the most beautiful feeling of gratitude for life. It still has the power to heal. Today, the scent of nard, meeting our own scented memories, reminds us of gratitude for life. But we are also entering Passion Tide. Mary's perfume, filling the whole house, was for his funeral. The cross is not far away. Other smells, not as pleasant, will soon take over. And I guess we have those smells as well, scents that we do not want to feel again. Mary, taking the nard perfume, pouring it out on Jesus' feet, carefully but richly. And it all happens so naturally, as acts of love often tend to do. I think it was there with him upon the cross. The memory of that day, a scented memory, has healing power. Love comes alive. Passion Tide has started. We're getting closer to the cross, to darkness and pain. But the scent of love is still there. The scent of love is still here. Amen.